Welcome to Rhema for Today.
The Father God is compared with a natural father. Is that not true? How many of you have ever read that in there? Notice that in there. How many natural parents have you ever seen that it was their will and their wish that their children be sick, crippled, diseased, and die prematurely? Huh? No, you haven't ever seen it. They love them. They want them to have the best.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. This week, we went into the Rhema archives and chose Kenneth Hagin's teaching series, Healing in the Word. This will be a great week of teaching. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, here's Kenneth Hagin with today's message.
Now, I want to speak today. There's a question that's always being thrown around. It's been thrown around for years. It's been thrown around in the denominational circles. It's been thrown around in the Pentecostal organizations. Is it God's will to heal? Is it God's will to heal or not? Or do some people have to be sick? I think that question can be answered in the affirmative that no, people do not have to be sick. It is not God's will for people to be sick. It's God's will for people to be well. It's up to the people, though, whether they accept the benefits that He's offering them. I do want you to realize that you can be saved and filled with the Holy Ghost and still not accept the benefit of healing and still get to heaven. Contrary to what some people are trying to teach. Just because you don't accept the benefit of healing is no sign that it's not real, though. And just because somebody doesn't receive their healing is no sign that it's not God's will to heal. How many of you have ever walked by a garbage can somewhere and saw a good steak or a good piece of meat or something that you like and you saw it been thrown away? Anybody ever done that? But that, you know, just because I saw somebody throw something away and not eat it is no sign I'm going to quit eating steak. Just because I ordered one the other day in a certain hotel as we were traveling and I cut into it and it was spoiled is no sign that I'm going to quit eating beef. Steak. I like beef steak. Just because that one was bad is no sign that all beef is bad. But you know what? A lot of people, just because somebody doesn't get healed, they want to throw the whole thing out. As they say down where I come from, they want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. Now, I don't know why everybody don't get healed. I can't answer that question for you. Nobody else can unless God specifically tells them. I'll say this, there are many, many varied reasons, sundry reasons why people don't get healed. Even those that are seemingly trying to believe God. I can name you several different ones here, and I'm not saying this is any reason why some of your friends didn't get healed or something, but some people can't get healed because they're harboring hate in their heart for somebody else. And the Word of God says that faith works by love. If you don't love, if you're harboring something against somebody, your faith is not going to work. There are some people that read Mark 11, 23 and 24, and they don't ever read 25 and 26 right below that says, forgive those that have aught against you. Now, come on. Don't quit on me now just because I'm preaching good. There are many, many other reasons. Sometimes people have promised God that they'll do something if God will help them out of a situation years ago, and they're not doing that, and that's between them and God. You don't know anything about it. All you see is what you see. God knows the very intent and very purpose of that person's heart. I remember my own aunt. My dad prayed and prayed and prayed for her, and yet she did not receive her healing, and he was very, very distraught over this. Fact. Finally, The word of God spoke to him and told him, he said, it's something between her and me. And read the scripture over there, the secret things belong to the Lord. And be it known that I would like to heal her, it was my will to heal her, but it was something between me and her. And you see, God may be speaking to some people trying to get them to do some things and they won't move. Now, I'm just saying that's some of the reasons people don't get healed. But I will say to you this afternoon, God's will is health for all of His children. God does not will that any of His children be sick and die. Now, I can say that without even reading any scripture to you yet, because all the time in the Word of God, if you will study it, you will find out, so we humans can understand it, the Father God is compared with a natural father. Is that not true? How many of you have ever read that in there? Notice that in there. How many natural parents have you ever seen that it was their will and their wish that their children be sick, crippled, diseased, and die prematurely? Huh? No, you haven't ever seen it. They love them. They want them to have the best. And the Word of God says that His love and His ways are much higher than ours. And therefore, if we as natural human parents want our children to have the best that there is, I guarantee you that God, the Heavenly Father, wants His children to have the best that there is. He even said in Luke, if you ask for something, He would give it to you. He wouldn't give you a substitute. Luke 5 and 12. And it came to pass when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou will, thou canst make me whole. That's Luke 5:12. And he put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thy clean. I want you to notice that when the man came to Jesus, he said, if you will, you can make me clean. And Jesus said, I will. It's my will. Now let's go back to Isaiah 53:5 for just a moment. And let's read Isaiah 53:5. Now my teaching this afternoon, I told you I was going to teach, is concerning God's will concerning sickness and disease. Is it God's will to heal or is it not? Let's establish some facts. Isaiah 53:5. Isaiah was prophesying of the Messiah before he ever came. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. I want to ask you a question. And with his stripes we are healed. What tense is that in? We are. What tense is that? If we are, what is it? Present. We are. We are healed. What? By the stripes of Jesus. Now let's go over to Matthew chapter 8, verse 17. Matthew 8:17. And let's look and see what Matthew had to say about this. Matthew says in 8:17, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Now let's go to 1 Peter 2:24. 1 Peter 2:24. Most all of you can quote these scriptures, but I want us to turn and read them. I want you to read them in your Bible. Who? His own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Now look at that. Ye were healed. What is that in? That's the past tense. I want you to notice that the prophet Isaiah was prophesying. See? Now the prophecy had taken place. The stripes had been laid. And Peter writes, by his stripes ye were healed. If ye were, then you are. Is that not correct? So therefore, the Old Testament and the New Testament agree on the subject of healing concerning the Messiah, Jesus Christ. I want you to realize that once we realize that healing is for us, why we insist on ending our prayers concerning healing with those fatal words, if thy will. Have you ever noticed many people when they pray for healing? Now everything else, they don't seem to end it with that, but with healing, they end their prayer, if thy will. How many of you have ever noticed that? Why end a prayer, if thy will, if we already established it, that it is his will? You see, not knowing his will on certain subjects, it's perfectly all right to end the prayer, if it be your will, because we don't know what his will is concerning that. But I want to tell you, on most things, we already know what the will of God is. It's written right here in his last will and testament. Right here it is. Here is his will. Pray in line with his will.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Kenneth W. Hagin's book, How to Live Worry-Free. Next is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD entitled, The Lord Our Peace. Also a single CD by Denise Hagin Burns called Deep Roots in God. The last item is Craig Hagin's CD, Just Believe. All these items at the special discounted price of $25. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or if you prefer, you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Camp meeting. Wow.
July 20 through 25.
Here, right here on the USA campus. Begins Sunday night at 6 p.m., then Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. services, 2:30 p.m. services, and 7:30 p.m.
July 20 through 25. Hey.
Yes.
It's not too late to get here.
That's right.
Just come on down, and it's going to be a great time, okay?
That's right.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll-free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth Hagin will continue his message, Healing in the Word. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.